主，我们感谢你，在我们辛苦一个礼拜的工作之后，我们能够聚集在这里来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you. After a week's hard work, we can gather before you to worship you.
你是我们天地的主宰。
You are the Lord of the universe.
你是万福的来源。
And you are the source of all blessings.
你是永远的生命。
You are the ever-living life.
主啊，认识你就是一种智慧。
To know you is a type of wisdom.
啊，求主耶稣，你圣灵运行在我们当中。
Lord Jesus, may your Holy Spirit move among us.
啊，打开我们的心。
Open our heart.
让我们从你的话语能够真正的认识你。
So we may truly come to know you through your words.
认识你所差来的独生子。
To understand your only Son whom you have sent.
主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们在他的里面能够得到真正的智慧。
That in him we can find a true wisdom.
让我们人生有一个真正的改变。
And we can have a genuine transformation in life.
求主带领祝福我们晚上的布道会。
Lord, may you guide us and bless us in tonight's services.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all glory and praises be unto your holy name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在正道之前要请Irvine的唱诗班来献诗。
Before the service, we'd like to invite the Irvine Adult Choir to present their hymn.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with you, all of you.
上一次的布道会，我们跟大家查考更有价值的道。
In our last evangelical service, we study the more valuable truth.
在这个世界有神的道，也有魔鬼的道，也有人的道。
In this world, you can find truth or words from God, from people, and from Satan.
更有价值的道是神的道。
The most valuable truth comes from God.
今天晚上我们要来学习更有价值的智慧。
Tonight, we'd like to study the topic, the more valuable wisdom.
圣经把智慧分作两种。
The Bible categorizes wisdom into two types.
我们先来看创世纪的第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
Genesis 1, verse 1.
这里说，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这些圣经在描写天地的来源。
This verse speaks of the origin of the creation.
那这节圣经节也把宇宙的存在分作两类。
And it also divided the creation into two types.
一个是创造万物的神。
One is the God who created everything.
第二个是神所创造的万物。
And the other is the creation.
那智慧有两种。
There are two types of wisdom.
第一种智慧就是认识神所创造的万物。
First type of wisdom belongs to those who can clearly see the creation by the wise one.
这个就是我们今天在世界上所追求的。
And these are what we pursue after in this world.
那第二种是认识创造万物乃那位神。
The second type of wisdom is to know the creator that creates everything that we see.
这个就是我们今天晚上要查考的。
And this is what we want to study tonight.
我们现在不论做什么，到最后一个目标，大概都是在追求金钱。
Today, no matter what kind of activity you engage in, the ultimate goal probably all relate to pursuit of money.
当人在接受教育。
For instance, when we are going through education,
除了注重自己的兴趣之外，
other than pursuing after our own interest,
大概到最后还是想，我读这一门系，最后能够有没有好的收入。
Ultimately, we will think about whether our pursuit will give us the biggest return in the end.
那我们在找工作。
When we're looking for a job.
一个很重要决定就是这个工作是不是收入很高。
One of the greatest determining factors is whether the job pays well.
所以钱变成这个世界里面非常重要的一部分。
So the pursuit of money becomes a very critical component to our life.
但是圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible tells us,
有一件事情比钱更重要。
That there is one matter that is far weightier than pursuit of money.
那常常我们没有想过的。
It's something that we rarely think about.
我们先来看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs 3.
箴言第三章
，Proverbs
3, 十六节
，verse 16,
十三节
，verse 13.
得智慧，得聪明，这个人变为有福。
Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding.
十四节
，14.
因为得智慧胜过得银子，他的利益强如精金。
For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold.
十五节。
15.
比珍珠宝贝，你所有的一切喜爱都不能够与比较。
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
在几千年前啊，当人在想智慧的时候，就把它跟银子、金子来比较。
Several thousand years ago, when people were thinking of wisdom, they already compared it to silver and gold.
可见人类从开始到现在爱金银、爱钱，这是一个本性。
So from this, we can infer that the pursuit and the love of money is something that's innate to human nature.
但是十四节说，如果得过智慧，它的利益强过你有很多的金银。
But 14 tells us that the wisdom's proceeds are better than the profits of silver and gold.
也就是说，即使我们有很多的金银，如果没有智慧， 我们的人生还缺乏非常重要的一部分。
In other words, even if we own lots of silver and gold, but without wisdom, we are still missing a critical component.
那这部分是金银买不到的。
And this is one thing that silver or gold cannot purchase.
对，叫做无价之宝。
It's invaluable.
因此这个智慧，它的利益强如银子。
And for the benefits of wisdom is far greater than money or gold.
十五节。
15.
比珍珠宝贝，你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较。
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
我们一切所喜爱的都不能够跟智慧比较。
Nothing that we desire can compare with wisdom.
我们希望什么？
What do we desire after?
我们希望长寿吗？
We desire long life.
我们希望发财吗？
Or to be super rich.
我们希望平安吗？
Do we want peace?
这一些都不能够跟智慧所带给我们的好处来相比。
None of these can compare to the benefit that wisdom can bring to us.
但是有时候我们冷静地回想我们自己。
But as we calmly reflect on our past life,
我们活了这么久，有没有在想过我要怎么变成更有智慧的人？
We've lived for such a long time. Have we ever thought about becoming a wiser person?
那这个智慧不是一般所谓的 IQ。
This wisdom does not refer to what people generally refer to as IQ.
一个人有多聪明啊，常常你可以用测验的一些试题可以考得出来。
The level of intelligence can often be gauged by tests and so forth.
但是这个智慧是比聪明更上一层。
But the wisdom is far above the regular intelligence.
也就是说，很聪明的人他不一定有智慧。
That means someone who is very intelligent may not necessarily have wisdom.
那有智慧的人也不一定在世界上很聪明。
The people who possess wisdom may not necessarily be very intelligent in this world.
因为这个智慧是比聪明更上一层。
Because wisdom is on a totally different level than intelligence.
那到底这个智慧为什么有这么大价值？
So what exactly is so valuable about wisdom?
十六节。
16.
箴言三章十六节。
Proverbs 3 verse 16.
他的右手有长寿。
The length of days is in her right hand.
这里说把智慧比喻作一个人，他的右手有长寿。
Here, wisdom is personified as a person where longevity is in her right hand.
所谓右手有长寿，就是他能够把握得住的，就是长寿。
That means she possesses long life.
他可以抓得住的，就是长寿。
She's able to give it a grip, grasp it.
中国有一句话说撒手归天。
There's a Chinese proverb that says you give up, you wave your hands and everything you own disappears.
我们想要抓住什么？
What do we want to possess?
不错，我们真的抓住它。
And what can we truly possess?
但是断气的。
But once we breathe our last,
就撒手，手一松开全部都跑掉了。
We let go of our hand and everything disappears.
但是这个地方说智慧带给我们长寿。
But here the scripture tells us that wisdom will bring us long life.
最长寿的人是谁？
Who is the one who enjoy the most long life?
圣经记载一个人叫做马土撒拉，969岁。
The Bible records Methuselah who lived until 969 years old.
他如果再活31年，他就活1000年。
If he lived another 31 years old, he will be 1000 years old.
但是最后他还是死了。
But ultimately, he still died.
那最长寿的人是谁？
Who is the one with the longest life?
最长寿的人就是他不会死。
It's one who will never die.
不会死就是永生。
Never die means that we possess eternal life.
那怎么得到永生呢？
How can we grasp eternal life?
这里说智慧他的右手有长寿。
Here it says the length of days is in her right hand.
永生是从哪里来？
Where does eternal life come about?
永生是从神来的。
Eternal life comes from God.
耶稣说，我就是生命。
Lord Jesus says that he is life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
死的还会再复活。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ, once they die, will resurrect again.
在耶稣里面没有死亡。
For in Jesus Christ, there is no death.
信耶稣死了要再复活。
Whoever believes in Christ, even if they died, they will resurrect.
所以智慧有长寿。
That's why wisdom possesses longevity.
读书很好、很聪明的人，他不一定认识耶稣。
People who are very world wise and well educated may not necessarily be wise.
但是也有读书很好的，他也很聪明，他也认识耶稣。
But there are also people who are well educated, possess the wisdom and know of Jesus.
但是有很多人虽然不是世界上的标准很聪明，他却是认识了主耶稣。
And still another group of people who may not be considered wise in this world, and yet they know Christ.
他得到的好处就是永生。
They receive the greatest benefit, which is eternal life.
所以这样的人他不怕死。
So for this type of people, they are unafraid of death.
死是生命的另外一个世界的开始。
For death marks the beginning of a different world.
好像移民。
Just like immigration.
从地上移民到天国。
We emigrate from earth to heaven.
从几十年的人生移民到永恒的人生。
We emigrate from a few decades of life into an eternal life.
移民到一个更美的世界。
We emigrate to a far beautiful, far more beautiful world.
这可是智慧的结果。
This is the ultimate end of possessing wisdom.
这样不是比金银更宝贵吗？
Isn't this more valuable than gold or silver?
我们再看下面一句。
Let's refer to the next one.
16节。
Verse 16.
说他的左手有富贵。
In her left hand, riches and honor.
这个地方说左手他能够握得住的，第一个是丰富，第二个是尊贵。
In wisdom's left hand, first thing is riches, then followed by honor.
我们过去常常认识全世界最有钱的人是谁？
Who do we generally recognize as the wealthiest person in the world?
不是，我现在不晓得是谁了。
I don't know who it is now.
因为股票一直在变。
Because the stock market is always changing.
但是谁是最富足的人？
Who is the wealthiest person?
如果我们回到圣经来看。
If we refer back to the Bible,
最富足的人就是认识神的人。
The richest person is one who knows of God.
就是认识主耶稣的人。
Who recognizes Jesus Christ.
那这怎么讲？
So, how do we define this?
我们先来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个地方说道成肉身。
Here it tells us that the word became flesh.
道就是神。
This truth is God himself.
道成肉身就是神成为人。
When the word became flesh, that means God become incarnate in flesh.
这个人住在我们中间，就是主耶稣。
He dwelt among us, who was Jesus Christ himself.
那主耶稣为什么要从天上来到人间？
Why did Lord Jesus Christ have to come from heaven down to earth?
他要带给我们丰满的恩典跟真理。
For he is to bring us full of grace and truth.
圣经有一句话说，事物一无所有，却是样样都有。
The Bible says that even appearing as though we have nothing and yet possessing everything.
一无所有就是表面上我没有什么。
Having nothing means on the surface we possess nothing.
但是因为认识这一位神。
But because we know of this God.
在我们需要的时候神就供给给我们。
When we are in need, God will provide our lack.
因为神是丰富的。
For God is abundant.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
所以我们在他里面有丰富的恩典。
Therefore, in Him we have an abundant life.
所以我们认识了神以后，
and after we know of God,
我们在世为人不是靠人的聪明，是靠神的恩典。
Everything that we do no longer depend on human intelligence, but rather on the wisdom of God.
我们人有限，
because human beings are limited.
那我们尽我们最大的力量做完了，
and after we have done our very best,
我们做不到就交托给神。
Whatever we cannot accomplish, we just entrust to God.
那神就用他的恩典来补足我们做不到的部分。
And God, through His grace, will supplement and complete our lackness.
所以生活虽然有重担有压力，
so even though in our life there will be pressure and stress,
但是因为有丰盛神的恩典，我们却能够过得很平安。
But because of God's abundant grace, we can live in peace.
心灵上有安息。
And we can find comfort in our heart.
所以最丰富的人是谁？
So who is the richest person?
认识神的人。
Those who know God.
他有丰盛的恩典。
For they have abundant grace.
那这个恩典不只是外在的。
This grace is not just eternal, external.
这个恩典也是内在的。
But also internal.
当神充满人的内心，
When God fills in our heart,
我们就完全满足了。
We are completely filled.
这是叫做内心富足。
And God will enrich our inner heart.
这个只有认识神才有了。
This is only something that can come by if we know God.
有的人虽然外面很丰富，
Some people may be very wealthy on the outside.
内心很空虚，
But very empty on the inside.
这讲到最后还是很可怜。
And so they are truly to be pitied.
空虚就要去找满足。
Whenever someone feels empty, they want to seek for satisfaction.
因为太空虚了，所以他找满足的方法就找刺激。
Because they're feeling so empty, so they will look for ways that are very exciting to satisfy them.
当一个人开始去找刺激，
When a person seeks after excitement,
很容易就进到罪里面。
It's very easy for them to stray into sin.
所以外面是很丰富。
So even though externally very abundant,
里面的空虚使人犯罪。
But the emptiness inside a person will drive him to sin.
那一个人如果神住在他里面，
If a person has God dwelling inside him,
虽然外面很简单，
even though he lives a simple life outside,
里面很丰盛，
but inside it's full abundance.
这个是一个很大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
所以智慧非常价值，很大的价值。
This is why wisdom is so valuable.
所以我们回到箴言的第三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3,
16节
verse 16.
她的左手有富，是丰富的。
And in her left hand there is riches and honor.
那下面一个说是贵，尊贵。
And the next item she possesses is honor.
我们常常讲，为什么这么多人要竞选总统？
If we think about it, how come so many people want to run for president?
其实这个责任很大。
Because a president comes with many responsibilities.
我想每个人都有一个成功成名的欲望。
I believe every person has this desire to be famous and be successful.
如果你当了美国的总统，
If let's say we become the U.S. president,
这个就是人生最高的一个成就。
This would be the epitome of a human accomplishment.
这是最大的名誉。
And this is the greatest honor that one can be, one can be bestowed.
连他的家庭都是一种尊贵。
Even the president's family will become very held in high honor.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说啊，我真的是算不了什么。
We often think that we are nothing.
好像世界上多我一个也没有多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
Seems like this world won't notice if we are here or if we disappear.
但是当我们开始认识主耶稣。
But once we start to know Christ,
我们相信他做救主。
We believe in Him as our Savior.
在我们受洗的时候，
at the time of our baptism,
神就赐给我们权柄 ，right.
God will give us this right.
我们来看，回来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的十二节。
John chapter 1, verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Whoever receives him, God will give him the right to be the children of God.
做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
圣经里面是神坐在至高的座位上。
In the Bible, it describes that God is sitting on a throne high above.
再上去没有了。
There is nothing higher than God.
从神看下来。
From God looking down.
地球是非常的小，一粒沙。
This whole earth is so small, like a grain of sand.
我们人像微尘一样。
And human beings like a mere speck of dust.
那一个这么高的神，
and for such a lofty God,
当我们相信主耶稣，
when we believe in Jesus Christ,
他就接纳我们做他的儿女。
He will receive us as his own children.
我的父亲是谁？
Who is my father?
当然，一个就在我家里面。
Of course, one is living in my family.
另外一个就是坐在天上的宝座上。
The other father is one who resides above in heaven.
那这不是很尊贵吗？
Isn't this honorable?
这个叫做智慧。
And this is wisdom.
认识神。
When we know God.
使我们一个很卑微的罪人变成尊贵神的儿子。
Knowing God will turn a very humble person into a very honorable son.
那这个身份带给我们什么好处？
What kind of benefit will this kind of treasurable status bring to us?
圣经说，神差遣天使在看顾我们。
The Bible says that God will send His angels to watch over us.
天天神在保护我们。
Each day we'll be living under God's protection.
我们做神的儿女。
When we become the children of God,
我们就可以向我们的父亲祷告。
We can pray to our Father.
所以这个圣经里面祷告第一句话，我们在天上的父。
This is why the Bible tells us in the Lord's Prayer, we begin by saying, Our Father who is in heaven.
当我们有困难的时候，小孩子就说，找我爸爸。
Whenever a child runs into trouble, the first thing they think is, I will go to my father.
但是当我们长大的时候，
But when we are grown up,
我们有困难就不敢找我爸爸。
Whenever we run into trouble, we dare not to go to our father.
为什么？因为爸爸年纪大，你找他，他也不能解决，他烦恼太多，晚上睡不着觉。
Why not? Because our father are aged, and if you tell them all our problems, then he can't fall asleep at night.
那我今天认识了主耶稣。
Today, now that I know Jesus Christ,
我有困难就是找我在天上的父。
When I have trouble, I will look to my Father in heaven.
他是全智的神，没有一个困难他没有答案。
For he is Almighty God, there is not one thing that he doesn't have an answer to.
他是全能的神。
For he is Almighty.
没有一个困难他不能解决。
There is not one problem that he cannot resolve.
他是爱我们的神。
For he is a God that loves us.
没有一个问题他不关心。
There is not one problem that he doesn't care.
没有一个问题他不愿意帮助。
There is not one problem that he is not willing to help us.
所以当我们变成神的儿女，我们会忽然就发现，人生有一位这一位父亲来做依靠，真的是很稳妥。
When we find that we have this Father in heaven who is able to lend a hand to us whenever we are in need, how comforting that would be.
所以认识神是一种智慧。
Thus, knowing God is a true wisdom.
在他里面有富也有贵。
For in him you will find riches and honor.
好，我们再回来看。
Let's turn back.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3.
17节。
Verse 17.
他的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
他的路是平安的。
And all her paths are peace.
人生就是一条道路。
Our life can be compared to a way.
从出生开始就是出发点。
Beginning from the time we were born, that marks the beginning.
然后到结束，最后一点就是坟墓。
Until the destination, which is our grave.
那这一条你就有的用走的，有的用骑脚踏车，有的用开车的，风光各不相同。
And some people travel by foot, some by bicycle, some by other vehicles, so they will see different kind of scenery.
但是到最后都一样，进到坟墓里面。
But in the end, everyone goes to the same destination, into the grave.
那我们常常就是要想怎么样让我在走这一条路的时候一路平安。
And we often think about while we are traveling on this path, what can make us in comfort and in ease.
这真的不简单
It's not an easy task.
我们才能知道我们在开车，有时候我不撞人，别人来撞我。
We know that when we're driving, even if we don't run into other people will run into us.
那有的时候是我们撞到别人。
Sometimes we crash into others.
所以这个一切意外难以避免。
So there are some accidents that are unavoidable.
那更重要是我们内心里面。
But more important is what's inside of us.
两件事情常常充满了我们。
There are two things that often fill in us.
第一个害怕。
First is fear.
第二个忧虑。
Second, worry.
每一个人都有。
Every person have the same factors.
从小到大。
Beginning from childhood to adulthood.
害怕。
There's fear.
我们害怕环境的改变太大到我们没有办法去应付。
We are afraid that our surrounding changes so much that it's beyond our capability.
我们忧虑。
We worry.
我们忧虑我们的前途，我们自己没有办法把握。
We worry that we are not in control of our future.
因为人太有限了。
Because we're so limited.
因为有害怕有忧虑，所以人的心就没有平安。
Because there is fear and worry, we don't have any kind of peace of mind.
那这个要怎么办？
So how do we overcome this?
圣经说。
The Bible tells us.
这个智慧，它的路是平安的。
That In wisdom, you can find a path of peace.
你如果走在这一条路上是平安的。
If you walk on this pathway, then you will find peace.
那这一条路是什么？
What is this way?
这一条路叫做神的路。
This is a way of God.
就是有神同在。
Which means God abides with us.
圣经有一个人叫做大卫。
There is a person named David in the Bible.
他做过王。
He's been a king.
他写一篇诗篇。
And he wrote the song.
他说：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。”
Even Even though I've gone through the valley of shadow of death, I do not fear.
死亡好像阴影笼罩，随时都可能死掉。
For death overshadows him like a shadow that cannot be escaped.
他不是讲理论，他是讲他的体验。
He wasn't just talking about theory. He was talking about his real experiences.
他从小就是牧羊人。
Ever since his childhood, he was a shepherd.
有好几次，狮子、豺狼把羊要抓走。
There are so many times when he ran into lions and bear ready to snatch away his sheep.
如果是我们，大概赶快跑到树上去了。
If it were us, then we would probably fled to the tree.
但是大卫把追上去，把羊抢出来，然后用手把狮子、老虎打死。
But David was different. He ran up to the lion and the bear, and he fought them off and brought back the sheep.
这个是死荫的幽谷。
This is the valley of shadow death.
他为什么不怕？
Why was he unafraid?
因为他认识神。
For he knows God.
有神跟他同在。
And God abides with him.
只要神愿意，那个狮子他就可以打死。
As long as God is willing, then he can prevail over the lion.
后来他遇到一个人高马大一个战士叫哥利亚。
Later he encountered this huge giant called Goliath.
大卫也不怕。
David was unafraid.
他用一个石头就把那个哥利亚打死。
With one stone, he struck down the giant.
因为那哥利亚在辱骂神的名。
For Goliath was calling on insult to God.
他为什么能够打死？
Why was he able to prevail?
因为神跟他同在。
For God abided with him.
后来他被扫罗追杀。
Later he was pursued by Saul.
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
但是扫罗抓不到他。
But Saul could not capture him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神跟他同在。
For God abided with David.
所以我们在走人生这一条路。
As we are traveling in this path of life,
变化我们没有办法掌握。
We are not in control of the various changes and turns.
但是如果我们认识神。
But if we know God,
有神同在。
And God abides with us,
我们就不害怕。
We will be unafraid.
我们也没有忧虑。
We have no worries.
这个叫做智慧。
This is true wisdom.
智慧，它的路是平安的。
For the way of wisdom is peace.
我们再回来看。
Let's turn back.
第三章，箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3,
17节。
Verse 17.
他的道是安乐的。
And her ways are ways of pleasantness.
大家都很喜欢活得很快乐。
Everyone enjoys a good life.
所以我们看现在的家庭。
So when we look at today's families.
单单喝水的家庭很少。
It's very rare that you find a family that drinks pure water.
有咖啡，有茶，有各种不同的饮料。
Because you will find all various types of beverages, tea, coffee, and all the different types.
这个还不够，就喝酒啊。
And this is not enough, so people drink wine.
再不够。
Still not enough.
大概就是大麻烟嘛。
I'll probably go to cocaine.
或者说用毒用药。
Or other types of drugs.
人都喜欢快乐。
For people enjoy a good life.
所以如果我们注意这个好莱坞的这些电影明星。
And if we read about the Hollywood actors and actresses.
他拍电影是要让我们娱乐的。
They shoot a film in order to bring entertainment.
就是看了以后你会很快乐。
Which means after you watch the film, you are entertained and you are happy.
但是几个很出名的电影明星到最后都是用 drug 死掉的。
But there are many famous stars who ended up dying with a drug overdose.
表示他不快乐。
That means they're not happy.
如果他快乐，他不需要用 drug.
If they're happy, why should they resort to drugs?
所以他做的影片呢，也不会让人真的快乐。
That means their films cannot truly bring happiness to people.
不快乐的人怎么有办法弄一个影片让你看得很快乐？
How can an unhappy person bring happiness to others?
那怎么让我们人生很快乐呢？
So how do we bring about happiness within our life?
这里说神的路是喜乐的。
It says here, God's ways are ways of pleasantness.
我们人不快乐常常有个重要的原因。
There is a major reason why humans are often unhappy.
就是我们里面有个罪性。
Which is there's a sinful nature residing in us.
那这个罪性，你如果任凭它发展，就长出罪果。
If we allow the sinful nature to freely reign, then you will reap the fruit of sin.
罪果是苦的。
The sinful fruit is bitter.
这个罪果有时候是很难接受的。
The fruit of sin can often be very difficult to accept.
那我们信耶稣怎么办呢？
For we believe in Christ, what do we do?
不但要把这个罪解决。
We not only have to take away the sin,
要把罪的根都挖起来，
but we have to uproot the sin from the bottom up.
就不被罪控制了。
Then we will no longer be in control by sin.
你也不会生气。
We will not upset.
也不会去恨人。
We will not hate.
就发现了，那这个家庭生活就很喜乐。
And you'll find that our family live in very happy, harmonious life.
我们常常很注重生活水准。
We often care about the quality of our life.
每个人都在比，你的房子多大，我一定要跟你一样。
Everyone's comparing how big is your house. My house needs to be bigger than yours.
你开什么车子，我一定要开跟你一样。
What kind of car do you drive? I need to match yours.
所以我能够被你看得起。
So that I can be respected.
但是我们常常忘记了。
But we often forget.
生活的素质。
The quality of life.
这个更重要。
It's even more important.
生活的素质就是让你活着的时候，心灵会很喜乐，会非常平安。
The quality of life consists of while we are living, we can still be very happy and be at peace with ourselves.
那这个生活的素质不是生活水准提高自然有的。
This quality of life does not come about just because we have finer things in life.
生活的素质是要从内在的改造开始的。
The quality of life must begin with an inner transformation.
那这个内在的改造从哪里来？
Where does this inner transformation come about?
当神进到我们里面，
When God enters into us,
一切都变成新的，
And everything will become anew.
旧事已过，
The old has passed.
新的已经来到，
The new arrives.
所以有时候我们看到一个人，
So when we see a person,
怎么要让我们有更美好的前途，过得更喜乐？
How can we make ourselves live a brighter future and live a happier life.
你问十个人，十个人方案都不太一样。
If you ask 10 people, they will give you 10 different ways.
但是圣经给我们一个最有效的方案。
But the Bible gives us one, the most effective way.
如果我们往前看，要过一个很喜乐的生活。
If we look toward the future and we want to live a very satisfied life,
就很简单。
It's very simple.
就是把神请到我的心里面。
Which is we invite God into our heart.
把神请到我的家里面。
We invite God into our family.
每一天生活都很喜乐。
And each day of our life will be very happy and joyful.
我去年十一月在这个地方开成人神训班。
Last year in November, we had an adult spiritual convocation held in this church.
有一个家庭，好几个人来参加。
There's a family with many members who attended that activity.
那这个当爸爸的回去说，我从来没有跟我孩子谈得这么快乐。
And the father remarked that I've never enjoyed such a great conversation with my kids.
他们回去以后一直谈，谈到三更半夜谈不完。
And when they went back home, they had so much to talk about, even until in the wee hours of the morning.
家庭生活变成一种享受。
So their family life became so enjoyable.
变成一个喜乐的来源。
Became a source of happiness.
这是令人羡慕的。
This is truly enviable.
虽然这个家庭物质生活来讲不是高于一般的。
Even though materially speaking, this family does not have very fine life.
但是一个礼拜亲近神已经改变了他的家庭。
But just by coming to God once every week, it has already transformed this family.
智慧的道路是喜乐的。
For the way of wisdom is pleasant.
所以认识神是智慧的开始。
Knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
这个是圣经给我们的教训。
This is the lesson from the Bible.
箴言第九章。
Turn to Proverbs 9.
箴言第九章。
Proverbs 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
敬畏神是智慧的开始，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以怎么样变成一个有智慧的人呢？
How can we become a wise one?
第一个
First,
就是要认识他。
Is to know God.
第二个
Second,
要敬畏他。
We need to fear God.
这是有两步的。
So these are two steps.
如果我们不认识神，当然就不会敬畏神。
If we don't know God, obviously we won't be afraid of. We won't fear him.
但是如果我认识有一个神，
But if we recognize there is God,
我就把他摆在一旁不理他。
And I ignore him by setting him aside.
那这样我们也没有办法享受到敬畏神的好处。
Then naturally we cannot enjoy the benefit that comes with knowing God.
如果我们认识他，
if we know God,
而且敬畏他，
and we fear him,
我们就开始可以体验到很多的不同的改变。
Then we can begin to enjoy the many transformations that come with it.
这个改变的过程可能是痛苦的。
The process of transformation may be difficult and painful.
但是改变的结果就是平安喜乐永生。
End result of transformation is peace and joy and everlasting life.
所以圣经其实已经给我们指引一种最好的生活方式。
So the Bible already point us to the best way to live.
什么生活方式？
What kind of way of life?
以神为中心。
It's a life with God centered.
追求神的生活方式。
It is a life that pursues after God.
这是最好的。
It's the very best.
但是需要有智慧。
But this requires wisdom.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第六
节。Verse 6. I planted Apollos water, but God.
对不起，第二章。第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
世人既然凭着自己的智慧不认识神，神就用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些相信的人，这就是神的智慧。
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
这里说世人凭自己的智慧不认识，不没有办法认识神。
The world through wisdom did not know God.
也就是说，不是说我们在地上很聪明，我就可以认识神。
This means that even if we are very smart in this world, it doesn't mean that we know God.
因为神的存在是超越物质上的。
Because the existence of God goes beyond the physical realm.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
灵是一种奥秘。
Spirit is a mystery.
所以用人的聪明没有办法认识神。
Using our human intellect is not something that we can grasp God's existence.
那这样不是绝望了吗？
Then doesn't mean that we are desperate.
圣经给我们开出另外一条道路。
The Bible opens another way for us.
我们看第二章。
Let's go to chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2,
第十节
verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。十一节
11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁能知道人的事？这样除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
人的灵了解人的事。
A human spirit understands human matters.
所以人跟人可以交谈。
So people can talk to each other.
但是这个地方告诉我们，只有神的灵能够了解神的事情。
Here it tells us that only God's spirit understands about God.
当我们要跟猫狗讲话
，When we're trying to communicate to dogs and cats，
他听不懂
，They won't understand what we're talking about，
因为人比他高一等
，Before we are on a higher intelligence level than them，
但是神比我们高一等
，But God is also much higher level than we are。
你想，你对猫狗演讲，他听得懂吗
？Imagine if you were to give a wonderful lecture to dogs and cats， would they understand？
第一队的演讲家他也听不懂
，Even if you're theWorld-renowned speaker, they won't understand.
那我们就想，神对我们演讲，我们听得懂吗
？So now let's think about if God were to lecture to us, will we understand?
耶稣说，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord Jesus says, the word I speak to you is spirit, it's life.
所以这是奥秘。
So this is a mystery.
但是当神的灵降在我们身上
，But when the spirit of God descends on our body,
赏赐给我们属灵的智慧
，He will give us.The spiritual wisdom.
就是从神来的智慧。
This is a wisdom that comes from God.
我们的心就开了。
Then our heart will be opened.
神的话就听得懂。
Then we can understand God's words.
神的事情就能够明白。
And we can understand the divine matters.
忽然间，我们发现我们的人生进到另外一个世界里面。
Suddenly, we discover ourselves moving into a whole different page in life.
这个世界就是属灵的世界。
And this is a spiritual realm.
我们就在属灵的世界里面看到另外一片的乐园。
Once we're in this spiritual realm, then we can see the paradise.
那是超越今生的。
Which is beyond the human life.
那是好的无比的。
It's wonderful beyond description.
所以在第二章。
In chapter 2.
哥林多前的二章的第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
如在经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备，是眼睛没有看见，耳朵没有听见，人的心也没有想到的。
But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
世界上有哪一件事情是眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听见，心没有想过的呢？
What matter in this world is something that eye has not seen, ear heard, or have entered into her heart?
差不多没有。
Practically no matter.
这个是在讲神的世界。
But this is a description of God's world.
也就是说，那是好到世界里没有办法在世界上明白的。
Which means it's so wonderful beyond words that we cannot possibly fathom.
但第四节说，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明。
Verse 10 tells us, only God revealed to them through His Spirit.
所以我们在这个地方来敬拜神。
Here we are worshiping God.
圣灵会降在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit will descend upon us.
使我们对神的事情了解越来越深。
To enable us deeper understanding of God's matters.
我们就发现这个越来越宝贵。
And we'll discover the preciousness.
我们人的智慧越来越增加。
And the increase of our wisdom.
所以很聪明的人变成很有智慧的。
So the people who are intelligent become very wise.
不聪明的人也变成很有智慧的人。
Even people who are not so intelligent also become very wise.
在智慧里面。
For we are residing in wisdom.
我们变新人，过新的生活。
We become a new person, live a transformed life.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
339首。
339.